In the prostate cancer world, as in many aspects of medicine, there can be a divergence between you've been cured of your disease, but your health has not been restored. In other words, the cancer is gone, but either therapy or psychological adaptation have not been as effective, and the patient's health is not back to where it was before the cancer chemotherapy or radiation therapy was initiated. What have you learned to help us understand how patients perceive, I've been cured of my prostate cancer, but because of the therapy, I no longer can have sex? How does your research help with that problem?
Yeah, that is a real challenge in not just in oncology, but in other contexts. But in oncology, there are many patients either who are cured or who are living with their cancer for a very long period of time, who have many sequelae, many consequences of their treatment. In the case of prostate cancer, following surgery or radiation, men may be left with urinary problems and with sexual function problems for their whole life, as well as fear of recurrence and other psychosocial challenges. One of the benefits of the kind of research I'm describing is simply to understand problems that exist among many men and to acknowledge them. For years in prostate cancer, we didn't acknowledge this. We sort of, brushed it under the carpet. And this was a problem for a couple of reasons. One, because men who were living with this weren't acknowledged and they sort of suffered in silence. And as a result, it wasn't talked about and people couldn't seek help or counseling, or there actually are medical interventions to help people, for example, with erectile problems. But the second reason is that we were not able to adequately prepare men undergoing these procedures for what they might expect. We weren't able to say, for the kind of disease you have and the kind of procedure you're going to have, men like you experienced moderate urinary problems, about a third of the time, by which I mean they had some dribbling and some staining of their underwear or some incontinence when coughing, et cetera. So this kind of research just makes us more aware so that we can communicate with patients and try to address their problems better.
Men have difficulty sometimes being able to be in touch with their emotions, let alone able to express them. So do these questionnaires, do the ability to self-report permit men to be more honest about these feelings and thus communicate them to you rather than to respond to a direct question that you may ask?
Yeah, that's a terrific question. In fact, there is research demonstrating that particularly when it comes to delicate topics like sexual function, people, men and women both, are far more likely to report this information to a questionnaire than they will to a human, including their doctor or nurse. So this actually enables us to unroof problems that we wouldn't otherwise know about.